good to have you here on this Tuesday, a big day in Antrim County, Michigan yesterday. Judge Kevin Elsenheimer holding a hearing to decide whether or not we could have access, we, you and me, the people, could have access to that forensic report done on the Dominion voting systems up there. That was done on December 6th in person. The breakdown and evaluation has been ongoing ever since. Joining me is Matt DiPerno. He is the attorney of record in the case of William Bailey versus Antrim County. Good to have you back, Matt. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So give me an idea. It was a big victory for you. Big win. The judge said, yes, you can see it. And as we thumb through this report, it is remarkable. The error rate in Antrim County is 68%. 68%. More than two-thirds of the votes cast went for adjudication. The problem is we don't know where. First of all, big victory for you. Congratulations. And then let's dig in.
Thank you. Thanks for that. It was a great day, and our report spread all across the country, and I think it really helped move the needle on some of these states that had to send Republican electors.
A whole host of states did that, by the way. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico all sent Republican slates. New Mexico, I guess, a bit of a surprise. But what I find most troubling about all of this, item 15 on page 3, I'm going to read from the report. Significantly, the computer system shows vote adjudication logs for prior years, but all adjudication log entries for the 2020 election cycle are missing. If I'm reading this right, more than 10,000 votes were sent for adjudication off-site, not in Antrim County, Michigan, but off-site somewhere is my understanding, and they have no record of it. Likewise, all server security logs prior to 11:03 p.m. on November 4th, the day after the election, are all missing. Why would these things be missing, Matt?
We don't know why they're missing. Obviously, in our case, discovery continues, and we're going to try to find that out. It doesn't make any sense that these logs would be missing for this election, but they still have them for 2018, 2016, 2014.
So they have all the logs for previous years, but for 2020, the most critical year of all, we don't have the most important information. I mean, if 10,000-plus ballots were sent off for adjudication, and you told me yesterday in a conversation that they don't go through them one at a time, they do mass batch adjudication. I don't even know how you could. How do you determine that what's in 500 votes or 5,000 votes and just send them through? How would you do that?
You don't do that, and that's part of the problem, and that's the design flaw in the program, one of the design flaws. Or probably more appropriate, that's what they're looking for. That's what they want to do. They put them in these batch folders, and then they adjudicate just by pressing one button. They could vote for Joe Biden. They could vote for Donald Trump. They could vote for Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter. And we don't have any record, and there's no oversight. You can't go back and see what those ballots look like even.
So how could you have any faith in the election whatsoever? If you're in a county that sends 100,000 ballots off for adjudication, or 250,000, because it's a big county. That could happen, right? You'd send off 250,000 votes for adjudication. If I'm not mistaken, the state of Michigan added 138,000 votes for Joe Biden at, 4 in the morning on November the 4th, right?
That's correct.
And none for Donald Trump. Were those adjudicated lots? Were those batches of adjudicated votes? I mean, how would I know, or why would I think otherwise? I mean, here come all of these ballots that say the same thing. I don't know how that's possible, but that's what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what happened. And understand that throughout the night, they're putting these files, these ballots, into adjudication folders. They can be scanning blank ballots in, and this software doesn't reject the ballot. It just puts it in an adjudication folder, and they store them up throughout the night until they need them. They see how the count is going at 2 a.m., and then they do bulk adjudication at 4 a.m.
Let me ask you something else from this report. I think it's pretty clear. This software does have the ability to switch votes from one race to another race, whether it's president or school board or whatever. We saw that demonstrated in this report, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And you can move them around, but depending on who's sitting at a computer screen and where they are. And in Michigan, we have the ability under the Constitution to be able to have meaningful oversight of the vote count. Meaningful oversight means we have poll watchers and poll challengers, but this isn't meaningful oversight when you ship off ballots for adjudication to somewhere, some other room, or even out of the country.
Something else I saw here, it's a school board race. Doesn't make much sense, but there's a school board race here that on the first count, it showed 1,800 people voting, and then a second count, 1,000 people voting, and the final count that was actually right showed 6 people voting in that race in that township. It's mind-blowing. They removed 657 votes. Go ahead.
And that's what originally piqued my client's interest. He knew this voting was wrong. He knew that the original ballot tabulation was wrong, and he wanted to make sure that his vote counted. And we saw when we looked at these voter rolls and these voter tapes that they were able to store votes up in certain elections until they needed them, until they figured out where to put them, and then they would be able to move them. And not only just move them within races in these precincts, but across precincts to other townships.
Can Dominion software and voting systems be trusted with our elections at all going forward?
No, absolutely not. There's no way to trust this system in the way that it's designed, because it's designed intentionally to create chaos. And that's what Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, wants. She wants chaos. And that's why in the last 2 years, she spent $0 from the CARES Act up in Antrim County or throughout the state. She didn't want to train people on how to use the software because, number one, they would then understand how the software worked. And number two, she wouldn't be able to have chaos like this on the election.
Matt DiPerno, great work. We're going to continue to dig deeper, find out more, and hopefully get rid of Dominion voting systems throughout this country. Matt DiPerno, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Steve, can I say one other thing?
Real quick, 10 seconds.
Hey, we're trying to raise some money for Bill Bailey. If people could visit my website, there's 2 funds that are up there.
Matt DiPerno, that's DiPerno. Give him some help. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.